Have you ever wondered how to find true happiness at work and in life? What about finding your purpose or becoming the best version of yourself and achieving all of your dreams and desires? Let me share one thing with you. The truth is, you have the power to create your own happiness because happiness is indeed a choice. The Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show is dedicated to helping leaders become happier and more fulfilled at work and in life. I love sharing tools and insights about happiness, positivity, personal and professional development that will help you live a healthier, wealthier, more fulfilled, passionate, and purposeful life. I'm your host, Dr. Kiki Ramsey. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hello, 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 y'all. I'm so excited because today on the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show, we have another live coaching session. I've been hearing from y'all and you all are absolutely loving the live coaching sessions. As a matter of fact, the live coaching sessions are the most in-demand and downloaded sessions of the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show podcast. And so thank you for that. And so we have another episode today and I'm really excited, especially about who I'm about to coach today. And we're going to really get into it. And I'm pretty sure that what she has to talk about today is something that so many of you can actually relate to. And it is really niching down and really figuring out your business. So we are going to get all into it. Alette.
Hello, Dr. Kiki. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you are here. We've worked together over the last, I guess, what, year or two?
Yeah.
You've been my student. And now you're out in this big, beautiful world doing your own thing. And so I'm just so proud of you and excited that we have this opportunity to coach together today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yay. Okay. So as always, my job as a coach is to help you go from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm just, you know, a partner with you on this journey. And I hope that you use this opportunity as your space to get what you need from it. With that being said, what do you want to talk about today?
What I would love to talk to you about today is trying to figure out what I call my niche.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I read, everything that tells me about how to really take a coaching business and develop it successfully says that you should have a niche. Mm-hmm. And it's not coming to me. I'm not even close. So what I really would like to focus on is, like, you know, even just like, what are some first steps? Like, how do I tap into that?
Okay. I love that. We were joking behind the scenes that you say niche, I say niche.
Yes. That's my British English education.
And I love it. There's a saying, the riches are in the niches. I don't think that works with the riches are in the niches.
I might end up changing it.
Right. So we'll think about that for later on. But I love it because I know as an entrepreneur, this is definitely something that I've struggled with in the past as well. And so what I'm hearing is that figuring out your niche is something that you want to be able to do. And by the end of our session, you would want to...
I want to know, like, some steps, whether it is journaling certain prompts or, you know, what do I need to focus on? Like, how do I, kind of the how to.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't expect to walk away with, you know, my fully identified niche so I can be rich. I'd like to make some progress toward it.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So some first steps to start figuring out what it is, even if you don't have what it is solidly by the end of our session, but just some things that you can walk away with and say, hey, I can do this to start on that path or even figuring it out. You said something that was interesting to me. You said, I'm not even close. What does that mean? How do you know you're not close?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. You know, when I look at other successful coaches, they'll have a very clearly identified market. Like, you know, I work with professional women who are going through career transitions, whatever. And this may truly just be my lack of experience. I have worked with people ranging from 22 to 65. Mm-hmm. I have worked with males females. I have worked with people that are just starting their careers. I've worked with people that are in midlife career transition. I've worked with people that are trying to maybe build a legacy. And it's such a broad spectrum that nothing has organically bubbled up like, oh, that's my connection. It's there. Like I can see some trends. I think I connect with in people that I work with, but they're not neatly boxed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like it. So at this point in your life, why is this important to you?
That's such a great question. The reason I feel it's important, I have a limited amount of hours in my day. And I like being strategic. I am not a spring break and a girl. I like to focus my attention to where I'm really going to make a difference because it's going to allow me to go deeper, be more effective. And I think it will shorten my run up time. You know, there's a time between, you know, I'm on the runway right now. I would like to launch. And I think it's important. Yeah, that's why it's important because I visualize that I'm going to be taking off sooner if I can get to this.
Gotcha. Okay. Because from what I understand, you're in the beginning of starting your coaching practice. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. In order to kind of figure out these first steps, what do you think you need during this session?
The best way to describe that, Dr. Kiki, would be I think I approach it like so systematically that I get myself stuck. I get myself stuck in like this thinking loop. I think what I need is just help me think differently. Help me find maybe a more intuitive or a creative way. I think I'm stuck. I go, oh, I like this. No, I like this. Oh, is this right? But, you know,
I could
do an entire Excel spreadsheet on this.
Oh my God.
And it's not serving me.
It's not serving you well. Okay. All right. You said a couple things when you talked about like it's important to you right now because you want to be laser focused. And you also talked about being strategic. Yeah. And I see those things as, being very married to each other and everything. But then you said, oh, but I would love some flexibility in there. I want to have that flexibility. What would flexibility in the way that you think about finding your niche do to you during this time?
That flexibility, because sometimes if I lead with strategic, I get too laser focused. And flexibility opens doors. It allows me to kind of think outside of this box that I have created for myself.
Okay, gotcha. I like that. Opens doors. That's a good metaphor for we're going to go. And so if the door was open for you, you had like several doors open for you right now, right? Because what you told me is that you could make a spreadsheet out of like all of these different ideas that you got. So let's think about three doors right now, just gut reaction. What label would be over the doors in terms of a niche?
It's not a good label. It might, like, I'm judging it already. The label over the door is, you know, these are people that are highly motivated to change. They've looked at their life and they want better and they believe there's better. They don't just quite know how to get there and they're willing to do the work. I connect well with people who I'm fairly high energy and I'm fairly goal oriented. And so my ideal match with somebody is if we can pace together that way. I don't see myself as like a inspirational leader, but if somebody already has a little spark, I can really fire that spark. I know that. Okay. I can really help them with the possibilities, but then I want them to commit to the work that they need to do. So my ideal client is motivated. They're a little bit of a go-getter. They're go-getters.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So highly motivated, go-getters, high energy. I like it. Can you see another door?
So my heart, and I've noticed this as well, I've definitely had a soft spot for women, you know, that are maybe entering midlife. And it's interesting because, you know, and maybe it's sort of a reflection of where I was not all that crazy long ago. where their identified roles, they're so cemented in these roles and they're so controlled by expectations that they've put on themselves, that they've put this whole like self-actualizing journey on hold. And the ones that are ready for that, that's really cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. So I saw a shift and a connection when you talked about women who are living in midlife and being able to identify with those women. And what's interesting, what I know about you already, is that you are definitely inspiring. So I know you're like, I don't know if I, you know, consider myself inspirational, but from the seat that I sit in, I can definitely say that you're inspirational. And even I can tend to think that you've been told this before. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if we couple like you being able to relate with women in midlife and being inspiration, one of the things that I see you do, which what I saw you do was you came back to school during this time in your life where there were a lot of different ages in those classrooms and it wasn't all midlife and, you know, in a sense, right? So to me, that's also even an inspiration for people to see that in you. Hmm. How does any of this, what I'm saying, resonate with you at this moment?
There's a word that comes to mind. It's reinventing.
I get excited. I love that.
I always pay very close attention to what gives me goosebumps. And that word really resonates. And it's not even age or time or sexual orientation specific, but it's that sweet spot where, because there's an energy that comes with that, right? There's where people are ready to reinvent themselves. It's maybe why I was really connecting when I said, I've worked with people going through career change. Well, what is that? They're reinventing that part of their life. I've worked with these women that have lived under this structure, not unhappily, but under this structure of expectations that are like, yeah, okay, but I want more.
Yeah.
You know, but even like the younger people I've worked with, transitioning from maybe school to career is also a reinventing process. I really like that word.
Me too. Hey, beautiful. I'm so glad you're enjoying the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show. I just wanted to take a quick moment to invite you to Happy Women Lead. Happy Women Lead is a private leadership and professional development community for women just like you. If you are looking for the tools and the resources to balance your happiness while succeeding professionally, then this is the community for you. I understand all so well how hard it can be to balance life, family, and your career. And that's why I created Happy Women Lead. I'm excited to share it with you. I can't wait to see you over there. So join me over at happywomenlead.com. See you there. Reinventing. It gives me goosebumps as well.
Right? Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I see three doors. Let me put this together. This is what you've said so far. And this is just what's coming to mind. And I want to see how it resonates. You work with highly motivated women who are experiencing midlife who are looking for reinvention.
Okay. So I love the highly motivated because I won't work well with people that aren't highly motivated. That's not my space. It's not where I thrive. And I love the reinvention. And I nearly immediately felt some sadness that it was women in midlife because what about all these other people? What about this 28-year-old guy who's like getting his life together and says, you know what? I just realized that I did all my goals and that I was just doing what I was thought I needed to do. And I'm waking up and I want to come on the scene as my more authentic self. I don't want to leave that person behind.
Okay. Well, two trains of thought.
Yes.
Number one, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, right?
Thank God. The glory of having your own business. Yes.
That part. Right? You don't have to do anything you want to do. Another train of thought is that when we talk about niche, when we say niche, we mean we're drilling down, Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Drilling down can be anything, right? Like even the word reinvention can resonate with some people, but it won't resonate as many people as you think it will, because you're talking to everybody else. You're talking to the whole world. I just want to, you know, make an observation, right? We're talking about, like, you know, really figuring out what resonates with you. And even I feel like we've come already a long way. I hope you do feel like we've made some progress in this one. Mm-hmm. But it's always difficult when we come to this space, because what I see that sometimes for us as coaches and business owners, it's hard to commit. It's hard to commit to like one thing, because we feel like that's putting us in the box, and we're coaches. How does that resonate with you?
When you were talking about this, Dr. Kiki, the thing that played in my head is, wow, is this just a bad case of FOMO? Do I just have a bad case of fear of missing out? Because what underlying this is that my reluctance to commit is fear-based. Or maybe as I'm sitting here going, well, what if I do this and I don't really like it? And then what? Well, you know, I can coach myself on that and go, well, then you change. Hello?
You said it, I didn't, right? You said it, I didn't, right?
Yeah. So I think underlying it, and you used the right word, is, okay, there's a little bit of a fear of commitment. That's something I'm going to have to sit with. I think, why, you know, because I don't have it when I go to a restaurant. When I look at the menu, I can, okay, well, I have to order an appetizer, dinner, and dessert to get the full spectrum of what they're offering. But yeah, it's a hesitancy in making that decision.
Right. On the other side of the hesitancy, what is there?
Okay, so this is also real me. I like variety. I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. I actually, oh my gosh, I'm going to laugh at myself now. I'm an expert at reinventing the wheel over and over again.
Okay.
Because I'm always looking for, okay, what's next? What's better? How do we tweak this? And if what I do is repetitive, I lose my energy quotient, goes down. So maybe that's my fear in knowing myself, how to calibrate my energy, is if I do too much repetitive work, I won't thrive.
Okay. What I think is beautiful is that, number one, you know yourself. And what I've been getting from our session is that you want the flexibility, but you also want to be able to think strategically, and you also want to be able to think differently, which is variety in itself. But here's the beautiful thing, right? You know, I've been in business long enough to have seen so many different businesses and so many different people create businesses around different things. Niching doesn't just mean people. Niching can also mean idea.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Now, if you can add niche with people, then I mean, ooh la la, right? But if you just have idea, that's still niching down. When you think about that, and you think about the word reinvention, what comes to mind? What comes up for you?
Well, reinvention from a coaching perspective, or from how it would serve my clients, it's just, I love, no matter who it is, I love working with people who, you know, who are ready to discover, who want to take a deep dive, the deeper, the better. And then when they start a transformation process, it's not like they're even reinventing, they're just becoming their most authentic self. They're becoming that person that, I don't like to use the term meant to be, because I don't think there's like a preordained or predestined place for people. It's that blooming, it's that self-actualizing, it's that transforming. And when they come back and they start thriving, it's really bridging. It's really, reinvention, it's transformation, but it's like shedding their outer image, becoming their authentic self. I mean, I love that. That I love.
I love it for you. So as we're thinking about steps that you can take to start figuring out, because I think we done figured something out. I feel like we've started figuring something out, even around the word reinvention. Yeah. What is the most next likely step that you would take as it pertains to the word reinvention and your coaching business?
It is a word, Dr. Kiki, that I had not used in talking to people about what I do. And I'm going to take this word, and it's funny because I'm looking at one of my books and reinventing is like the title of the book, and now I can't take my eye off of it. I'm going to sit here and play with it. It is that, you know, it's funny because sometimes it's just a singular word that like starts us rolling, right? Mm-hmm. Down this path. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit with the word reinventing. Like, I'm just going to take it and break it down and see, you know, what's in that? What's in that process? Can I articulate it?
Can I
message that?
Yes.
And then in a way, hopefully that it will resonate with people.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh my God. You came on and you were like, I need to figure this out. And look, you absolutely did figure a piece of this out for yourself. And whether you go and this is the thing, at least you have a place to start when it comes to really figuring out where do you want to be at? Where do you want to start this coaching business at and help people? So let me ask you this. You just went through a beautiful process that I saw. Like I saw light bulbs going off and I love it. What did you learn about yourself in this coaching session?
I learned about myself that when I have a fear of commitment, I need to pay attention to that. I need to give myself permission to go next level on that and really kind of see, you know, what is it? Mm-hmm. And I think I want so much. And I'm so interested in so many different things. And I so passionately want to make a difference that my fear of commitment is what's more than likely also going to stop me from actually accomplishing that. At some point in time, I'm just going to have to pick a lane. And it's when I left and I said, well, I can coach myself through that. Going, you know, and what happens if it doesn't work out? Well, go reinvent yourself. Go do it again.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So if you butt up against that barrier of just fear of commitment or whatever, you're just going to turn around.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is coach yourself and reinvent the next thing.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And so before we close out, I just want to say thank you so much for just doing the work. You came in, you are open, and you were willing to do the work. And that's why I love coaching so much. It's because it helps us get to what we need, but we have to show up for the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, do you feel like this is a good place to end our session today?
Yeah. Feels great. I just want to tell you, thank you. I really appreciate you doing this. I know it's part of your business, but you know, gosh, we need this.
Yeah. I love this. I mean, I do this for free, but y'all gonna pay me.
We can have a whole other session on that because oh my God, let me help you. Let me help you.
Oh, we definitely part two, y'all, part two. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm excited to see what you come up with. What kind of accountability do you need to hold yourself accountable to dig into this?
It's funny because I ask my coaching clients that question, right? And I'm always thinking about when I get coached, I would tell people, nah, I don't need any accountability because I said I was going to do it. So it's going to happen. It's like,
okay. And you know, who knows yourself better than you?
Yeah. Right.
There you go. There you go. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see what comes of this in your business. I think that anybody who hires you as a coach is going to be absolutely so blessed and so lucky to have you in their corner. So yay. Awesome.
Appreciate the vote of confidence.
Absolutely. Thank you all for joining us for another episode of the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show. If you felt that this coaching session was helpful, please share it with a friend, a colleague, somebody who you love. And if you're a woman who are looking for a supportive tribe to be around to support you on your career journey, I invite you to join us over at Happy Women Lead Academy. We'll welcome you with open arms so that you can grow and build the life that you love. All right, y'all. Until next time, take care. Peace. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show. And as always, remember to create your own happiness because happiness is, in fact, a choice. If you've enjoyed listening to this episode, please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you'll get notified whenever I drop a new episode.